It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Hey, Tom, stop telling me we got to go, okay?
Uh-oh.
I'm the guy that gets us out at 20 after.
I'm the guy that gets us out at 20 after.
Uh-oh.
I don't need to put up with your crap, you fat F. I don't need to put up with anything from you or anybody else. You fat mother F.
You're so important to this.
Bye.
This team's just not that good.
It was the owner.
Yeah.
It was the owner. It was the owner.
The emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown. Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Man, such anger over the years in the emergency break of the week. I don't think we have too much anger this morning. We do have some funnies. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. He's creeping back as a pretty big player in the competition. One Craig Rosengarten from the T-Box, heard Saturday mornings on the Ticket. And he has done this before. The word heralded crossed him up once again.
All right, so before you get in the guy's miscut,
yeah.
So I'm looking at Memorial is like one of those tournaments that, you know, it's a big tournament to play in. Well, I'm trying to make a point.
You can still make it. We're following you.
Is that when you look at that course on TV and you talk about, you know, Memorial's, is that a bucket list course you want to play?
That is unbelievable to me.
And it got him a couple of years ago, too. This is from what year, Jared? Do you know the year?
2013.
Okay.
T-Box out of Crest Cars today. We'll be here for about, I don't know, 20 more minutes or so.
Yay. Thanks for Kern.
Yes, absolutely. Always.
Running the board. And for Dave, being the world's best and unheralded.
What?
Be a board hop or a...
What did you just say?
What did I say?
Unheralded? The anus.
What is it?
The hell?
What?
I think you meant heralded.
Heralded. Unheralded.
No, he didn't mean unheralded. Because he doesn't know that word. He knows... Jesus. You actually had a pretty good streak going. Oh.
Man. So it got him again 2 years later.
He is how old? He's got to be 50, right?
I think he's 70.
He's 50-something. I think the head injury happened somewhere in his 40s.
He either had a head injury or it's a Greystoke-type story.
Do you think he had a lot of momentum going into that word?
No.
I don't know. Let's listen back and see if we had a lot of momentum going.
All right, so before you get in the guy's miscut,
yeah.
So I'm looking at Memorial is like one of those tournaments that, you know, it's a big tournament to play in. Well, I'm trying to make a point. But
you can still make it.
Wow. Well, you know, he actually is sober during those programs, but doesn't he sound drunk?
No, he sounds wasted.
What happens the night before? Maybe that's what it is. On Friday nights, and that's the Saturday morning leftovers.
Do you think his kids correct him at home?
Or they just kind of roll their eyes. And
like,
go,
does his third grader correct him when,
his kids
when he
are
messes
college
up a word?
All right, well, there's Craig Rosengarten up for an e-break once again. And from the morning show, pop on Jer.
I protest.
I'm with Jer on this because I thought you were doing a joke, too. I didn't know this was actually the name of a horse, but it was an awkward moment.
Now, in 2009, we almost had a horse, a filly, win AP Female Athlete of the Year. The winner was Serena Williams, but finishing second was Zenyatta, ahead of Kim Clijsters and Lindsey Vonn.
Good Lord. Was her last name Mendata?
No.
That horse?
And another horse finished seventh that year in the voting, Rachel Alexandra. So, a horse got enough vote.
Okay.
Why did I get a rim shot there? What was the joke?
I think it was a delayed rim shot.
Jer?
That wasn't... okay.
What?
Oh, did you think Rachel Alexandra was an actual woman and
yes.
that I was making a joke?
Yes, I did.
No, Rachel Alexandra was a horse.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. So, enough.
What was Jer's explanation?
I was, yeah, okay.
I was heralded.
Okay. That's all right, Jer. Okay. It happens, man. What was it again?
That wasn't, okay.
I panicked. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
When did you know you had made a mistake?
I'm not quite sure, but as soon as I real, I was thinking.
Okay, let's okay, that's right. Okay.
Thank
never
you,
mind.
Down, right?
All right, so
I get the laser beam eyes from Junior.
Those are your three candidates: Craig Rosengarten.
Yeah, we just did two.
Oh, Moses Malone. That's right. Jeez. We still got one more. There you go for next week. There you go for next week. All right, candidate number three comes to us from the Hardline. There's nothing better when the Hardline gets distracted, and this one is on Danny.
It was probably you quit or you gone.
Mm-hmm.
And this way you can say that you're done, you know, on your own terms. What are you laughing at?
There's no way he could stay on board.
No.
P1 Domo.
What did he do?
Instead of Jurassic Park, we have Regonk Park.
Regonk.
Just look at it. It's the worst thing I've ever seen, but the best.
Oh, man. All right, Mike.
You're going to laugh out loud when you see it.
Take note of this.
Do you see Regonk Park?
Regonk. The cheapest looking thing I've ever seen.
But it's awesome.
Regonk Park.
Here I am trying to
Get through this segment.
Trying to get through this segment, read a little bit about baseball, and you're directing me to Regonk Park, so okay.
Just that picture. The worst photo ever taken of that man. And that is his iconic image.
Wow. So terrible.
Oh, poor TC.
That's a great distraction there for the Hardline.
My God.
Did you guys see it?
Yes, it's hilarious.
And look at that.
Yeah, that is funny. Have you seen the Game of Regonk? That's the Game of Thrones parody. That one cracks me up even more.
I haven't seen that one or not.
Oh, my goodness. Who took that original picture of TC that has been repurposed a million different ways?
I don't know. I don't know.
It is the most unflattering picture.
Yeah, I'm almost starting to go back on his side now in the whole battle of...
I don't know. Was he... His face looks misshapen, like he's in some sort of G-Force machine. Hair's blowing backwards.
Yeah, it's like he's pulling...
It does. Looks like he, yeah, he's pulling some bad things. He's getting close to Mach 3.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe he went up in a jet last year.
Maybe chimps got too expensive for NASA.
Put TC up there. All right, so those are your three candidates: Craig Rosengarten, Pop on Jer, are Danny and the Hardline distracted by Regonk Park? 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the Ebro? No. Caught you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, morning, George.
Hey.
For the record, I think that third choice should be shared between P1 Domo and TC.
Okay, but you're going to vote for Danny there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
George, we need the Metroplex to hold a good thought for Noodles the Dog.
Come on.
Oh,
dude.
My.
I don't know if he should say that.
He doesn't promote it that way, does he?
I guess we could write some new liners for the T-Box.
Hi, join Rick Arnett, Craig Rosengarten, and his fat something tongue.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Rosen and give a shout-out to Buddy Lee's Greyhound pick.
All right. Hello. You are on the ticket, both AM and FM.
Am I on AM radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, neither. I want to vote for the Hardline. Just, you know, love you.
Love you, too.
How are they still doing that? We talked about that story 15 years ago.
No.
Hey, ticket caller, you're on the air.
Good morning to y'all. How y'all doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Rowan Dickey's wife.
Yeah, I'd like to responsibly vote for Craig Rosen's smelly taint.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, shout out to Fruit Dog and Wakahuki, and I want to vote for my new favorite band, Danny and the Hardline.
Thanks for those shout outs. I'm sure they're thrilled. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, Jeb.
Hey.
Vaginal slice born born?
No, 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 no. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Craig Rosengarten, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Oh, who is so that
sweet.
Guy?
So sweet. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, Giorgio.
Yeah.
What's the difference between jam and jelly?
I don't know.
You can't jelly your penis in Gordo's butt.
There was something. There was something that was kind of classless about that.
Yes, yeah. We don't appreciate it, sir, and I invite you to never call here again. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, musers. It's Jim Neighbors. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Hey, happy birthday.
Craig. Y'all have a good night.
Okay, we have a winner, too. Craig right. Rosengarten has won the emergency break of the week.
All right, so before you get in the guy's miscut,
yeah.
So I'm looking at Memorial's like one of those tournaments that, you know, it's it's a big tournament to get in. Well, I'm trying to make a point.
You can still make it. We're following you.
Is that a, when you look at that course on TV and you talk about it, Memorial, is that a bucket list?
It's like a dog trying to go down a narrow hallway and they're unsure, you know, as they approach the word.
I think it's like a dog trying to walk on snow. Pulls up each paw and it's all shaky.
A tournament, it's just that.
Did he have a really bad English teacher when he was young? Do we know where he went to school?
I don't know that he did go to school, did he?
Does he speak English?
I thought he said that he, like, learned English from a coyote or something.
All right, how many wins is that for Craig Rosengarten?
How much weight do you think that theory holds? It's pretty likely, man.
Sounds pretty good to me.
He's the gold standard. He has 13 wins.
Okay.
I mean, he's not first, but he is the gold standard.
Somebody needs to create a Wikipedia page for him.
Learned English from a coyote. Oh, man, that's funny.